We're always striving to be better.
I'm not woke enough.
We need to be more woke.
Wake up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
In about 40 minutes, we'll get to hear about dumb injuries. In particular, Anna's dumb injury that she suffered over the weekend. Could have been easily avoided. Right, Anna?
I like to think
Yeah. But if you have dumb injuries, you could go ahead and text one to us to make Anna feel a lot better at 800-543-3548. We also have Love Letters to Kelly happening in just over an hour. You can write our love expert if you go to lovelettersTokelly.com. So it could be dating issues, marriage issues, work issues, friendship, family, all that stuff. If it involves loved ones or people you're around a lot and you need some help from a love expert, Kelly can help you out with that. But you know what does help out?
What?
Something's going wrong. A nice little vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some good news for you, Kid Nation, because our Florida family flyaways, the are back. And you can win great getaways for four to Florida with plenty of activities where your family can relieve stress, reconnect with one another, and make memories that are going to last a lifetime. Visit KidNation.com, enter once, and then listen for your name every weekday at 7:40 Central starting next Monday morning, okay? So we're going to call out your names at 7:40 a.m. Central. But of course, you have to sign up at KidNation.com, and it starts next Monday. Not this Monday. That's today. Next Monday.
Got it.
Thank you, Visit Florida. Big Al Mac, what's going on in your world, bro?
I'm a person that operates well with incentive. I need, I'm kind of like a puppy. I need a treat. You know, I need.
Why am I doing something? Right?
Or even if your dog runs off, you treat. Oh, treat. I'm going back so I can get my treat. So,
yeah.
So I was thinking this morning, and I said, you know, I need a post-cancer treat. A post.
Okay.
Hold on. Prostate update.
Yep. So I was like, I want something to look forward to. I have prostate cancer that I'm about to start doing. This radiation starts Thursday. So I need something. I'm going to be going through this for 6 weeks. But I would love to have something to look forward to other than, being alive. Something to look forward to at the end of 6 weeks as a treat. So I said, do I want something little for myself? Like, I don't know, a little small weekend vacation. Or do I want to buy a pontoon boat? I mean, I don't know.
You've been wanting a boat for a long time.
Wanting a chicken coop.
A chicken coop.
Something.
Yeah. So I went to Etsy and I punched in, cancer treats or something like that.
Wow.
On Etsy?
Did they have that on Etsy?
Heck.
Cancer treats?
What?
Okay, I don't know what I.
I thought they have a bunch of
cancer rewards.
Like, cancer, I survived.
Something. Yeah. Thank you, Anna. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of the I beat cancers, but
yeah.
All kinds.
No, but you want something big.
I didn't know. I didn't know what I wanted. So.
You need a chicken coop for the big asshole.
So I settled. I found. This is not a commercial, by the way. I settled for this bracelet that I found that's called a Men's Cancer Support Genuine Crystal Healing Bracelet. It's $30. And it's got this nice description,
That's a little cheaper than a pontoon boat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for
or
sure.
A weekend trip.
But yeah, for sure. But it was, I don't know, I may add something to the pot, but this was just something that I came up with this morning. Just something that after this is over, all of this radiation stuff is over, I can say, boom, I'm done it. You know how they ring the bell and stuff in hospitals at the end? So just something to give me a little treat or a little incentive,
something to
motivation.
Look forward to.
Something to look forward to at the end of all of this because, I don't know. Like I said, I just kind of operate well with a light at the end of the tunnel, a goal in mind.
Yeah.
Obviously, the goal is to be cancer-free, but something tangible.
And
a
memento, too, that you're like, I survived that.
You'll always be able to remember that.
Yeah.
A gentleman brought you up this weekend when I was out, Al.
Who's
and
that?
He said, it was a gentleman I met at a restaurant, and he said, I'm really happy and so proud of Big Al for being so open and vocal about what he's going through right now because he said he has it in his family,
uh-huh.
And he knows I'm probably going to get it at some point.
Right.
And the fact that you're going one, because you had two routes, right? You could have done a surgery,
right.
Or you could do the treatment that you're doing. He said,
right.
I'm glad he's doing this because I'm going to get to hear from somebody I trust on how this particular side went and then make a better choice if the time comes.
Yeah. And it's something that's the point that I've been trying to make by talking about this. I just want guys to get checked, or ladies too, for colonoscopy. But yes, go to the doctor and get yourself checked. But yes, I've met a guy the other day who was over 60 years old. He said, you know what? I've been listening to you on radio, and I've never even thought about doing this, or maybe I have thought about it, but I'm always like, I'm healthy. Nothing's wrong. Uh-huh. Nothing's wrong with me. But I'm going to the doctor. I'm getting my prostate exam. So that's fantastic. That's been the goal.
Awareness is what you're raising, Big Al, man.
So I don't know. I wouldn't mind getting some ideas from people that have maybe had the same thought, that they wanted to have a treat, an incentive, something to do to celebrate the occasion after it's done.
You know what my wife's aunt did? Because she lost her life, but she battled cancer for like, I'd say 14 to 20 years. But after one of her treats, she got a horse. That was her. And she took care of this horse.
Yeah.
She was a high school principal and everything, but she just loved taking care of this animal. It gave her something to look forward to. And then even when her cancer came back, she still had her riding lessons to look forward to, or taking care of the horse. That was hers. Yeah.
Some people get tattoos.
Some people get tattoos.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah. This all came about. JC walked in. I had a credit card in my hand. He goes,
what are you buying?
What are you buying? I'm like, and I almost told him. I said, I'll tell you later. Because it was just, I don't know. It was just something that meant something to me. So,
bracelet.
My
daughter's making bracelets right now for the Taylor Swift show.
Yes. Oh, nice.
I guess that's
friendship bracelets.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing that's going on at the Taylor Swift concert.
She has a Taylor Swift, one of her newest songs on Midnight. It's called You're On Your Own, Kid.
Yeah.
And it's basically about growing up. And at the end of it, she has a line where she says, so make the friendship bracelets, take the moment and taste it. A lot of fans are making friendship bracelets with like song titles, whatever, and trading them like at shows. It's really, really sweet.
You did some, right?
I did, for when I went to Glendale. And it was so cute because, and I'm glad I had them, because there was this little 10-year-old girl that came up to me at the concert. And she was like, do you have any friendship bracelets to trade? I was like, of course I do. So it's just really cute. It's a cute thing.
Yeah.
I made one for Chloe.
Chloe made one for you.
That's so cute.
So cute.
So there's that.
Well, you'll have to be
she
our
can make
friendship.
One. She can make one for you, Al.
Absolutely.
I guess I gotta go buy my daughter some friendship bracelets.
Absolutely. No, you gotta make them. You gotta make the kits.
Oh, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, it's a mother-daughter thing. You do it together.
You gotta make 50 of them.
Kinsey, and my wife and my daughter 13. Were having a blast making those things.
I had a great. It was therapeutic. Yeah. Actually,
some wine and some friendship bracelet making.
My daughter.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to drink with her, but you could have a glass of wine while she'll open up to you. I heard them. They were having deep conversations while they were making bracelets.
It's fun.
How old is Chloe again?
9.
Oh, okay.
You could have deep conversations at 9.
Yeah.
How about with 16?
Even deeper.
No conversation.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have any conversation.
There's no conversation.
Maybe a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Might I suggest?
I've officially, speaking of kids, I've officially reached the spot with my son where I got to buy soup for dinner because he's buying grown man.
Man, when kids move off, they're like, I don't eat off the kids' meal anymore.
Oof,
my only rule is if you're ordering off the adult meal, you got to eat every bite.
Right. Mm. He got
that
steak.
That burned my daughter real quick.
I try to do a budget when we go to dinner. And so I have like, okay, the kids are going to get a kid's meal. And then I'm going to get my food and my wife's going to get her. But he ordered a steak. And I was like, well, that sends me back to the soup menu.
Me and Joe, my buddy Joe, we went out to eat one night. And we took our sons. He took his son, David. I took my son, Corey. And we're out at this big steakhouse. So the waiter comes over and he gives us the specials. And you know, the specials, sometimes they don't give you the price of things, right? And so
it's market price.
Oh, I love when they put that.
Yeah. So we went around to Corey, and I'm sitting across from Joe. And Corey said, what was that tomahawk thing you were talking about? And Joe and I looked at each other like, did he just say tomahawk? Because the tomahawk steak is about the most expensive steak in the biggest,
right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And of course he ordered that, knowing that me and Joe are paying the tab.
Hey, when you go out with dad, hey, sons, if you're listening, and daughters, if you go out with dad, always.
No.
Get the tomahawk.
Don't do it.
Just
don't
go
do
for
it.
It right there. Don't Why not? Do it. Don't do it right
Buy a
there.
Horse instead.
All right, so Big Al Max looking for gifts for himself.
Just ideas.
Gifts for himself.
Well, just...
treats.
He wants to treat himself.
Cancer treats.
You absolutely should treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give him some
ideas.
That
it's a healing stone, though.
It is. It's
like
cool.
Quartz or something.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Now, I'll see if Chloe can make you a friendship bracelet.
Aw.
Absolutely. I'll wear it.
Any song in particular you would like the title of on your bracelet? Or anything on it?
From Taylor Swift.
She's going to ask me.
Yeah. One Taylor Swift title.
23. Two.
22.
23.
You got it.
When you're 23.
Favorite age. All right. Coming up next, It's producer Nick's last week here on the show. If you missed it, yeah, he announced last week that he is going to be leaving the show because he got a really cool gig. He's going to be marketing movies and stuff and hanging out with movie stars. And he's going to be waking up a little bit later than he used to here on this show. But he's still around to give us all the headlines, just so you know, is next.
Kelly and the rest of the morning show will be back before you know it. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.